Blog Talk Radio.
That right there was Book by Sour Rap. We live again on the Dopeness interview series. It's brought to you by USA Blog Network. I am your host, Carl BFM Jones, and we are live with Sour Rap right now. What's going on, bro?
Yo, what's going on, bro?
Not much, man. Having a great day. What about you?
I'm having a good day, bro. I didn't even know I was about to be on a radio interview. He said I was talking with PR people.
It's all good. We are here now, man. So just hit a rap about, like, your past and how you came up in the game and what you're doing now with Sour 17. Why don't you start with, like, when you first began? You started rapping in, like, fourth grade, right?
I started right in the fourth grade. I started rapping in, like, sixth.
Wow. If that was me, I wouldn't even be able to remember that.
It's too
so
much.
How did it happen? Like, who inspired you to begin to write and actually do it and record and all of that?
Well, Eminem was obviously, like, a really big influence on me. Like, I heard Cleaning Out My Closet in kindergarten, and, like, I wasn't even allowed to listen to MTV like that, and I just did it anyway. And I once I found him, like, it was someone that looked like me and shit, so I was like, wow, like, someone's doing this.
Look like me and sound like me just might be
yeah.
The next best thing.
Yeah, there you go.
He was huge, man. Like, that, especially, like, that Clean Out My Closet was so deep and intricate, man. I gotta go back
yeah,
and download that.
Facts. That was a good song.
Yeah, he got a lot of them. Okay, so he kind of sparked that flame. And now fast forward to 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you've got a portfolio of dope rap shows under your belt, and, you know, you got 100 songs that you compiled in 1 year's time. How did that happen, man? Just living in the studio.
I saw him post up on Snapchat that he was in a studio, and I always, like, wanted to get into that that environment, because I always had a studio in my basement. So I ended up hitting him up and asking him where he was going. I went over there, and that was in June, and by, like, I want to say February or March, I had like 100 songs just recorded from that studio because I was banging out like 2-3 a session.
Wow. And now you're going to, what, release those slowly? Sour 17, is that 17 tracks? Is that what that is?
Nah, it was actually supposed to be originally 17 tracks, but I had to make a lot of cuts because I found my manager, and he put me up on iTunes. But a lot of the cuts actually went on the mixtape I dropped on SoundCloud, which is called Hot. And that's just basically like a laugh in everyone's face that said that I wasn't about to do shit, and now I'm doing shit.
Okay, so now Sour 17, is that still coming out?
Sour 17 is actually out right now. It's on all platforms. That's not on SoundCloud, but it's on everything else. And that's basically like a reflect of how Sour's like 17 was for me.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit about how was it Sour?
Well, my name is just Sour, so like I just basically said, like I made it my year. Like I kind of like flipped this year into my own, and I always said, I said that from January, because January I had a show where I opened up for Rich the Kid, and like it was like a good start for me. So I was like, all right, bet this is my year. And then the entire year I just went hard with performances and music in general, and I started learning production this year, everything. Like I started a whole new wave this year. I got a whole bunch of people under my belt. So
wow. Okay, so Sour 17, Sour is your name, of course, Sour Rap, and 17, is that for the year?
Yeah. And it's also actually the age that I recorded a lot of those songs. I wrote
that was my other guess.
Yeah.
Wow. So coming out the gate young, man. Here now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, Gold Teeth. Is that a single that's on Sour 17?
Yeah. There's 3 singles, and that was one.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I want you to go ahead and introduce that, and we're going to play a sample of that and then come back and talk about it.
Yeah, Gold Teeth was it was like one of the first 5 songs that I recorded in the studio, and that was just kind of like me mocking all these people who spend money on all these expensive-ass things and flex for no reason. And I'm like, all right, fine. Like, you'll know I made it when I have gold teeth with the rocks and the fangs and all these chains. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So it's kind of like a parody. But yeah, anyway, go ahead and introduce it. We're going to rock out to it right now.
All right, so you want me to just say it?
Yeah.
All right.
Gold teeth.
All right. Gold teeth.
Here we go.
In his grave, tie him to a rock in a lake. When you call me to the ring, better hope I let it ring. And I'm jotting away, put them all in their grave. Come on, man.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man.
deep cocky, obnoxious little games. Tell them I'm on top when I'm rocking some chains. Gold teeth with the rocks and the fangs. When I'm dropping these flames, make it hot in your brain. Stop with these cocky, obnoxious little games. Tell them I'm on top when I'm rocking some chains. Gold teeth with the rocks and the fangs. When I'm dropping these flames, make it hot in your brain. Listen, when my teeth glisten, that won't mean I'm different. Fucking all these women, got my head spinning. Penning all my sins, got my head spinning. I wouldn't be caught dead, spitting blood, I only spit fire, get it? I'm the king of this shit, don't break your fingers, little kid, trying to think of a diss, cause your bitch blew me up. A wink and a kiss. Stop with these cocky, obnoxious little games. You best be behind me and not in my way, cause I'ma be remembered while you rotting away. Locked in a cave, your loss can't be saved. Just talking away, but when you call me to the ring, better hope I let it ring, and I'm jotting away. Put them all in the grave. Put them all in the grave. Stop with these cocky, obnoxious little games. Tell them I'm on top when I'm rocking some chains. Gold teeth with the rocks and the fangs. When I'm dropping these flames, make it hot in your brain. Stop with these cocky, obnoxious little games. Tell them I'm on top.
All right, we back. That right there was Gold Teeth by the homie Sour Rap. What's going on, bro?
What's going on, bro? I'm chilling.
All right, so
yeah, same shit.
I saw the video. What was your favorite part of shooting that video? It looked mad fun.
Getting up on top of that building actually was pretty fun. Because, like, at the time, too, like, we actually got the Rottweiler shot at the same time that I was up on top of that building, so I was kind of like, it was in Jersey City, so I never, like, really been around that environment before, and, like, I'm up on this busted-ass roof, and there's a Rottweiler down there barking at me and shit. That was crazy.
So that was just spontaneous.
Yeah.
All right. Who created the concept and shot it?
The film lord. His name is Drew. That man is a genius.
I would say. Ill video. Definitely captured what you was trying to go for. I like the beginning of the video, like the intro of the video, where you're just walking down the street and you just show everybody your goals.
Yeah.
So
that was actually choreographed by him too. Like, he was like,
yeah,
he was a big part of that entire movie.
Yeah. Bill Hood. I'm like, who is this kid? You on the map now, bro. So what are we looking for now? Because we had Sour 2017. Now this year, are we going to hear like a Sour 18?
Nah, we're going to hear some more advanced than 18. You're probably going to hear like a Sour 2025.
Oh, wow. Light years, huh?
I always be 10 steps ahead.
Or, so tell us what we should look forward to in 2018. You know, it's the new year. Let us know what to look out for.
Definitely been more. I mean, I've been working on music like all the time, so you're gonna hear a lot more me sounding music because I just got, like I said, I got into production, so everything's gonna sound a lot more my style. And I'm definitely branching out where it comes to not just rap. So I'm trying to get into like, I'm also into alternative sounds mixing into my raps. This way, you get that psychedelic feel to it. And, I like experimentation.
Would you say that's more your style? Because it sounded more trap on the Gold Teeth. So now will we hear, like, the elevation of, like, the evolution of Sour Rap as far as, like, you know, expanding from trap to conscious to, you know, alternative hip hop to beyond like rock?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely like to incorporate everything. I'm always listening to everything that's out. Like, you go into the record store and you just pick out records and you just listen to them. Like, I'm definitely into that stuff.
How did you get the name Sour Rap?
My mom used to always tell me I had a sour puss on my face, and like everyone was always asking me why I was so angry all the time, because people used to just bag on me, and I just took that and I was like, all right, sour. And then I ended up adding rap onto my Twitter handle, and that just, like, it caught. Everyone called me Sour Rap instead of my own name.
Yeah, that's a dope name. Because it was just sour. No, Sour Rap. Like, eel.
I try to, like when I'm doing different things, too, like, if I'm singing on a track, I'll try to tell people it's Sour Soul. You know what I'm saying? But, like, it'll always be under Sour Rap for right now, at least. Just because that's popping right now, so.
What do you want to let people know about you? Like, why are you, why did you decide to go into the music industry as a career, and what do you want to accomplish in life?
Well, music's been something I loved ever since I was little. Like I said, I started listening to MTV in kindergarten, and it was kind of like just growing from there. And I tried finding other careers, and nothing else was like it for me, and school wasn't it for me, and music just felt good always.
Yeah.
Listen to it, making it, writing definitely got a lot off your chest. And my main goal is basically just I want to be Drake level, but like my own Drake level. Like, I want everybody to be on my wave. I want people to hear what I'm saying and realize that, like, rap used to be so much more than what it is right now. And it's not just because, like, people always be like, oh, yeah, like, old rap is better. But, like, people, like, said shit. And, like, it was bars. And it was always competition. And now it's kind of like, oh, yeah, I make music. Like, yeah, I rap. Like, it's all bubblegum rap. So I want to just change people's perception of that.
Wow. All right, bro. Now, before we get out of here, I want you to hit everybody with, like, your Twitter, your Facebook, how they can get in contact with you to book you, or, you know, listen to the music, listen to the new album, Sour 17, or that new track we just played, the video, Gold Teeth. Go ahead and hit them with that before we get out of here.
All social media is Sour Rap, SourRap. And all platforms, including iTunes, Spotify, all that, it's just Sour Rap, but with a space in between Sour and Rap.
And, bro, I really appreciate you coming on the show, man. Very dope music. Salute to you for the album, for the video. Amazing job.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you having me on here.
Word, y'all. So make sure y'all go in and support good music. Sour Rap, SOUR, spelled correctly, space rap, on all social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, IG. And of course, you can go to any streaming. He's all over the place. The video is on YouTube. It's called Gold Teeth. Go and check that out. I promise you won't regret it. All right. And that was another episode of the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. Until next time, if you haven't already followed USA Blog Network on IG or Facebook or Twitter, now's your chance. And we'll check you out later on. We got another show tomorrow, so see you then. Oh, and we're going to go back out to the Gold Teeth. All right, bro. Have a good night, man.
All right, too, brother.
All right, Juan. Keep
cocky, obnoxious little games. Tell them I'm on top when I'm rocking some chains. Gold teeth with the rocks and the fangs. When I'm dropping these flames, make it hot in your brain. Stop with these cocky, obnoxious little games. Tell them I'm on top when I'm rocking some chains. Gold teeth with the rocks and the fangs. When I'm dropping these flames, make it hot in your brain. Stop with these cocky, obnoxious little games. Motor in your mouth won't stop like a train. Lifting off like a plane. Got the drive like a car non-stop. With no brakes, full tank, bars hot like some cake. Fresh baked, you just got sore ball cause you're fake. Get faded when you throwing court shots, just a play. Get wasted or you jot from your brain. If you're not jotting from your brain, then you lost, you just lay.